The Office of Personnel Management cyber breach was a storm with a long aftermath. Now some victims get their day in court. The National Treasury Employees Union and the OPM recently met there for opening oral arguments. The union is suing the agency for what it says amounts to leaving the windows and doors open on confidential and personal information. Joining me with more, Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. Meredith, this lawsuit is coming late, but now they're really getting into it. What's going on?
Right. So this lawsuit is between, like you said, OPM and the National Treasury Employees Union on behalf of its members. Now, if you've been following the aftermath of the breach, you'll know this is just one of more than 20 different lawsuits filed against OPM. But a judge ruled earlier this year to lump all of them but NTU's lawsuit into one class action case. And that's based on what NTU is arguing as well as what they're asking for.
What is the difference in what they are asking for?
So from NTU's standpoint, OPM owes a number of things to its members, including lifetime credit monitoring, stopping the electronic storage of NTU members' information, and requiring OPM to, quote, take all necessary and appropriate steps in the future regarding its IT program.
That one point is really interesting, stopping the electronic storage of members' information, NTEU members. That seems almost impossible if they're part of the personnel system and part of the agency.
Right. And in the court documents, it says, we just want you to stop holding on to this electronic information, holding on to the information electronically until you get everything in order and we know it's going to be secure. So as we've reported, the OPM data breach resulted in the theft of the inherently personal information of about 22 million federal employees, former employees, and even family members of those employees. And that personal information dealt with things like medical history, background information, marriage information, financial stuff. And no one is required to share that information, but the government can request it when it's necessary. In this case, for conducting background checks on employees for certain work. And the government is expected to keep that information confidential. I talked with Parash Shah. He's the NTU assistant counsel who's working on this case. And he explained why the union is looking for OPM to take some responsibility in this.
That promise of confidentiality, it can be a hollow one. It must have some meaning. And what we argue is, a little bit of a variation on that, that where you have inherently personal information, the government promises to keep it confidential, and that's the case with all of our members who have undergone standard background investigations. The government has taken very personal information from them while promising explicitly that it will protect that information and keep it confidential. And therefore, our legal theory is that where our members provide this information to the government on that explicit promise of confidentiality, the government must take reasonable measures to protect that information as a promise to do. So in other words, it can't simply take that information in and then, in effect, leave it in a room with all the doors and windows open, completely unguarded.
That was Parash Shah, NTU assistant counsel, who's working on this lawsuit against OPM. And what Shah says OPM did was basically leave those doors and windows open to the personal information of millions of federal employees, including some of their members.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. Now, what does OPM say about all of this?
I did reach out to OPM, who then directed me to the Justice Department, who's arguing the case for them. And DOJ said they didn't have anything else to add beside what's been filed. What's been filed, however, is a motion to dismiss the case based on a lack of subject matter jurisdiction and for failure to state a claim upon which relief may be granted. In other words, OPM's counsel argues that these alleged past and future injuries to breach victims are not enough to ask for injunctive relief. NTU claims that these past injuries include at least one member having a fraudulent tax return filed on their behalf, another one had an existing credit card charged, and at least three named members say they've suffered emotional distress. But OPM says all these injuries, they've already occurred. The tax return's been filed, the credit card's already been charged, and the emotional distress has already been suffered.
And frankly, a single charge on a credit card or a couple of tax returns among the thousands of people, they can't even trace this to that breach in the first place, can they?
Right. OPM also says the request for lifelong credit monitoring lacks standing because the likelihood of future injury occurring is speculation. And so they're saying, similar to what you said, you can't necessarily trace it right back to this breach. There's a bunch of other bad guys out there who could have stolen that information as well.
What does the NTEU say to that one?
So Shah says there's a decade's worth of inspector general reports leading up to the breach, warning that the agency needs to take better care of its cyber systems and protecting employees. Information. And even after the breach, there have been more warnings from the IG. Here's Shah again.
And what we discussed at the hearing was not just the IG reports that predate the breaches that occurred in 2014 and which were announced in 2015, but the ones since. In November 2015, the OPM Inspector General said he's, quote, very concerned that the agency's systems will not be protected against another attack. And then also around that same time period, the Inspector General was reviewing the agency's plans to revamp its information technology security and discussing the steps the agency was thinking about taking, planning to take, et cetera. The IG, and I believe this is in September 2015, said he thought there was, quote, a high risk that OPM's project would fail. And then in May 2016, upon reviewing the agency's plans to revamp its information technology security, the Inspector General said he was, quote, even more concerned that OPM's project would fail. And he said also OPM's budget for doing the work it intended to do was, quote, not realistic. So we highlighted these comments by OPM's own Inspector General, all of which have come out since the breaches occurred, and some were, you know, as recent as May 2016. You know, those statements indicate to us that even OPM's own Inspector General agrees that there is a very real risk that OPM's data systems will be breached again.
That was Parash Shah, NTEU Assistant Counsel, who's working on this case against OPM.
So they've had their oral arguments. What happens now? What's the next step in this whole process?
Shaw told me the judge could call back both sides this month for additional oral arguments or just issue a decision on the motion to dismiss. So I'll be keeping a lookout.
Yeah, it's a really tough one because I think that if there had been the motivation on the part of the people that took that data to use it for fraud and credit cards and fraudulent tax returns, we would have seen a whole lot more of that by now. And they have not, to my knowledge, been able to find those databases for sale on the dark web, which is where those things get sold for people that want to use them for fraud, which means they were really more taken for national security reasons by a possible enemy of the United States to I don't know, turn people or blackmail, who knows what. But the fact that it hasn't been sold and the fact that not widespread fraud has occurred makes you wonder what the motivations were and whether the remedies are really going to be effective for what happened.
I think also because there are so many bad guys out there, you never know who's going to be the one to blame for. Yeah, I'm sure there are people who are getting their credit cards charged, but you can't necessarily pin it to, well, it was these guys who, you know, went through the OPM breach.
It's what Don Corleone said to the other Dons of the five families of New York. He said, yeah, if my son's ship should sink beneath the waves, I would find a way to blame it on some of the men in this room. Anyhow, we'll see what happens. Meredith Summers of Federal News Radio, thanks for that update.
Thanks, Tom.